Hey Big Dreamers, welcome to the 14th episode of the Big Dreamers podcast. I am your host, Defisayo. This is a community where we share our big dreams and how we can overcome the odds of life, thereby growing together. Today, I will be answering a few questions asked of me on Instagram, and we will be doing something little different. Yes, we will be doing a little exercise together, one that will enable us to dream even bigger and get us what we want out of life. So make sure you get your energy levels up for this one. Hey, welcome back, guys. So today is going to be somewhat different and, you know, as well refreshing. And I hope that today is going to be even more inspiring. But before we even dive into today's discussion, I want to give a shout out to all of my guests that have spoken on this podcast. I really, really do appreciate you guys, like, for taking time out to talk and to inspire and to give back. Some people have knowledge, they don't want to give it back. They like to hold knowledge, and those kind of people don't grow. But I mean, I wouldn't invite such people to this podcast, because then you won't classify those people as big dreamers. Do you get? But like, these people, of course, they dream big and they are willing to also share their knowledge. So I'm going to start calling names from the first person that I invited. That's Pelumi, also known as Black King Stugi on Instagram. She shared her experience, awesome journey. You should go and check it. It's episode 3. I also invited Mr. Lawson. He has the business in tourism and media, and he shared with us how he always knew what he wanted and how he got to where he is today. I've invited Holy Spirit, Blessing Abeng. So Blessing also, I have people around me, all people. So anyway, I don't know if you listen to this and be laughing, but she's in the Silicon Valley, but that's not really all that she does. She has her own business, more of a marketing and communication expert, but she also partner with Google for Nigeria and all that. Fisayo Fosudo is like, this guy, we kind of have history. It's not like it's that deep, but me and Fisayo, like, when I started YouTube, it was the person that was streaming the ropes. Like, I've never really given him credit for that. Like, I was like always disturbing Fisayo. Like, Fisayo, it was literally the one that taught me how to use Premiere Pro. He will send me links. Like, he's a really good person. Like, he really has a genuine good heart. And so, you know, shout out to you, Fisayo Fosudo, namesake. Nah, I mean, So, what else? What else? Everything in our art that's founded by Amin. She has a wonderful spirit. She is willing to give back her knowledge. And she has a lot to offer, actually. Amaka Amatokun, she is... I've mentioned a lot of she's. You know, women empowerment stalls. Anyways. So she is the founder of... what's it called? Women in Hospitality. That's one. And Pine Awards. Also, it's an award for the travel and tourism industry in Nigeria. She's doing great stuff in the hospitality industry. So she shared with us, like, our story really... birthed a new decision in my life. Like, everybody I've spoken to, I've taken one or two actions. Like, every time I speak to people, I feel like they are like just talking to me, in fact, not even just to the audience. Do you get? So I've really enjoyed every moment with everybody I've spoken to. I'm a sound mist, yo. Michael Akinrogunde. Yeah, so Michael too is a filmmaker, and he also won awards, and how many years has he been in industry, and God has been on his side. He shared with us how the journey has been, how he studied engineering and today is a filmmaker, stuff like that. So who else? Sharing my options. Yeah, I've shared a lot of my stories and why I dream big. And Salem Kingin, I recently discovered him on Instagram at the beginning of this year, / ending of last year, and he releases great content, and he's a deep person, though. He has a deep soul within him, like this. For real, like, if you listen to the podcast, you will understand why I say so. And to our most recent guest, Folu Storms, as her name says, she's like storming the world. Guys, I'm trying to crack joke and it's not just working. Anyways, it's awesome. It was awesome having her on the podcast. You know, she's someone that after listening to the podcast, what she said really, I kept pondering on so many things she said, and that has really reshaped my mind my thinking on so many topics, on so many things as to the way I relate with people and the way I take life. Like, life is a function of your mindset and your actions. Do you get? Your own life is a function of the actions you take. So basically, Sha, yo, just go and listen to all that podcast. You know, all that juice is supposed to help you grow, to help you dream even bigger than you are dreaming today, and to help you overcome the challenges you might be facing. Because it's not just you, everybody's facing a challenge or the other. Nobody is on this earth that's not facing anything. So come listen to how everybody has been able to overcome each challenges the way they know how in these different fields. Because these people I've spoken to on my podcast, they are in different fields. One is in travel, one is in media, one has a business that has been running for over 5 years to 10 years. Some of them have combined entrepreneurs and 9-to-5 workers, while some are just independent like myself that are growing businesses, and so many other genres of, you know, work, filmmaking and all that. So just come, go and listen to the other podcast if you're yet to listen. Yeah. So I want to give a quick reminder as to why this podcast is. You know, we are a community of big dreamers, and the idea is to talk about our big dreams and think about how we can even grow even bigger, and how we can execute those dreams so that we don't find ourselves wanting, so to say. And in my very first episode, I mentioned my big dreams for Nigeria, and that's one of the things that gave birth to this podcast being called the Big Dreamers Podcast. I have big dreams for Nigeria. I want the best for Nigeria. I see Nigeria and I think of how can we be as big or even bigger than America? How can we be as big as Dubai in terms of tourism, and Mexico and some other, like Mexico is not that great. Okay, let me know that. But like some places like Mexico in terms of like some tourist attractions, they are awesome. You know what I mean? Anyways, you get my point. Like, if you go back to listen to my very first episode, like, I have a great, like, God has put this great burden in my heart. Like, it's not like every other person. Most people don't see Nigeria the way I do, because that's not your passion. This is my own passion. I dream big. I want the best for this country. And, I mean, if you say you want the best, and how will I say this? You can't say you are dreaming big if you don't want the best for something. So, yeah. I'm dreaming big for Nigeria, you know what I mean? Oh my God. Yeah, so you know what? I was listening to some messages earlier this morning, and I said in this episode, I'm going to create a segment where I declare what I want for this country, what I want for Nigeria, as part of the exercise that we are going to do. So I also challenge you to do the same. I'm going to be declaring a few things, because I'm a Christian and the word says the power of life and death lies in your tongue. So you speak things into existence. You first of all dream big and then you speak it into existence. So I'm going to be speaking a few things into existence. And if you have so many, I'm sure you have some dreams that you aspire to achieve. You might have dreamt, but you might not have spoken. After we speak, you have to then take action. Some of these things, I'm already trying my best on my YouTube channel to take actions for them as per the development of tourism in Nigeria. But for those who haven't performed this exercise, I would encourage you to do so as I do so myself. So, I declare that Nigeria shall be great. I declare that Nigeria shall be great. I declare that Nigeria shall flourish. I declare that Nigeria shall flourish again. I declare that Nigeria will be the most sought after tourist destination in the world. I declare that that Boko Haram shall be a thing of the past in Nigeria. I declare that Boko Haram shall be a thing of the past in Nigeria. I declare that Nigeria would have the best of the best of everything to have, including airports, including tourist destinations, including education, including transportation facilities, best of the best of everything. I think that Nigeria's art and culture will be exported globally, and we will not be ashamed of what we have.
I declare Nigeria shall be a lender to nations and not a borrower. I declare Nigerian police shall be incorruptible. Yo, I declare Nigerian police would have the first class or world class facility and resources to be able to carry out their jobs effectively. I declare that we shall have 24 hours power supply in Nigeria. I declare that Nigeria shall be an innovator's hub that is producing great people in Jesus' name. Yo, I'm excited as I'm doing this thing. If you don't, I'm smiling. I declare that all public schools would have the best teachers, best amenities, best resources, and are going to be affordable and if not free for every citizen. And I declare Nigeria shall be great again. I declare Nigeria shall be great. I declare Nigeria shall be great. I declare Nigeria shall be great. Amen in Jesus' name. So those are my declarations. I encourage you to also declare what you want to see in your life. Be specific about what you want and be hopeful. So there are three things. You have to first dream big. Secondly, you have to declare what you want to see. Declare because you speak things into existence. Ask your parents. That's what they have been doing. Those laws have been working before we were born. And it is like timeless. If you watch videos, I listen to a lot of messages online. I listen to Oprah Winfrey. Like, if you think it's an African thing, go online. You will see other international people saying the same thing. So different people cannot be saying the same thing and you think it's wrong. For more than one person to say the same thing, there's obviously an atom of truth in it. So declare. And then the third thing is you try and take actions. You want a new car. I don't know if that's your declaration, but if that's your declaration that you want a new car, what kind of car is it? After painting a picture or printing out and putting it on your wall and speaking it into existence, you will, of course, if you don't have a job, get a job or start a business somewhere that would help you save up some money to buy that car. Or if your declaration is for your business, ask Holy Spirit, what step do you want me to take in this direction? What step do you want me to take to be able to get what I want? Getting to where you want to be is a function of how deep your relationship with God is. Meaning that if you are at point A, I feel like I'm not a preacher. If you are at point A and you want to get to point B, the journey of getting to point B is not going to be as straight as you think it will be. It will definitely get into some turns and ups and downs. And on that journey, that's where you get to discover more about yourself. That's where you get to discover more about God. And that will be a test of who you really are. And either your triumph or your defeat will show how strong you are mentally and spiritually. So with that said, you will need to develop a good relationship with God. You need to develop a good relationship with the Holy Spirit. So I encourage you to do that today. On Instagram, I asked people, what are the two questions you would want to know about me? Or that you basically have for me, generally or randomly, for the podcast, so I can answer these questions. And I got very few questions, actually, and I'm going to be addressing this. I feel like this few can even count for a lot because they are very deep questions. I'm like, do I even have to address them? Oh my god, why are people so deep like this? Anyway, I'll address this in no particular order. The first one says, what keeps me, like the question has been asked to me, what keeps me motivated through the not so pretty days of being an entrepreneur? My people, like, there's so many times in life, like when I say life, it's not even like it's 3 years ago, it's still happening like every other day. What keeps me going or motivated is the goal, is the end goal. That's why if you follow me on Instagram, one of the reasons I say you have to define your why, you have to know why you're doing this. Like, what's your motivation? My motivation is my end goal, which is what I want: a better Nigeria in so many ways. And God is using me to get Nigeria to where it is supposed to be.
That's one. I want to be used basically as a change agent for this country, and that really falls when I see unjust or injustice going on in so many areas. I get even more fueled, like fueled, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it's always fueling my spirits even more. I'm like, I'm even more angry. I'm like, why? Why? I'm not crying, I'm just expressing myself. I even recently released a video on YouTube. If you're not subscribed to my channel, you should go check out my videos. Most of it is always talking about one thing about the other, about Nigeria. It can be any topic, I'll just relate it back to Nigeria, because you can always say that's the foundation of like my heart in terms of my passion and stuff. So basically what keeps me motivated is my end goal. I know that I am supposed to be doing something, and sometimes the money might not always be there, and that's when you return back to God. Because if you don't have the money, you will get discouraged. You'll be like, what's even the point? But if this particular journey is genuinely given to you by God, God will always compensate you. God will always, like, you just light one bulb from nowhere, like, yo, I know God, you're with me, thank you Jesus, I know you've got my back, you know what I mean? You guys, you'll get to hear this, you know what I mean, like, a lot more times. I'm not going to apologize for it anymore, because it's a part of me. I just say it whenever I feel like joking. So get used to it, guys. Okay? Where was I? Yeah, so God motivates me. He just always says, Fisari, I'm there for you. I watch videos on YouTube. I really watch a lot of Oprah Winfrey videos or any videos that YouTube suggests for me these days, because YouTube kind of knows what I want. And I pray. Guys, I pray to God. Some of these things sometimes helps you reconnect back to your roots in God. So I pray to God. I pray. The fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. So I pray. I keep myself with resources online. I also like keep my mind on the upward goal or on the end goal. Do you get the point? So those are like the things that get me motivated in the not so pretty days. God and resources around me, even my family and friends. I ask questions, I say, why, what do you think I should do? I don't cry to them like that. But guys, I'm actually emotional. But like, yeah, that's what I do. I ask God, I pray to God, I read books, I commune with the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that Kuku gave me this passion. Like, Holy Spirit, oh yeah, you're the one that gave this to me. What should I do? How do I do it? What step should I take? And things like that, like, things just keeps unfolding when I commune myself. And you know what I've realized? I realized that if you take some time to yourself, you will really discover more about yourself. You really discover more about your surroundings. You even be more mature because you've taken some time to yourself to develop yourself and to grow yourself spiritually, if that is the aim of you taking some time to yourself. For the past few days, if you guys follow me on Instagram, I have not really been active as much on social media because I really just want to detach. I feel like social media is just too much. I just want to separate myself. I just want to cleanse myself. I want to get it. And hey, the word is, I don't get that much positive energy on social media. So when I feel like I don't have that much positive energy, I try to detach myself. And that process of detaching myself has really helped me grow spiritually. That helped me grow also as a person. Like, I get to know more about myself. I get in tune with my life. And it's just like freedom. Like, oh my God, it is awesome. You should try it if you haven't. I don't know how to, like, I don't know what routine. There's no serious routine to it. But I just get in tune with myself. I try to detach myself as much as I can. Read more, pray more, and all that. So yeah, that answers the first question. The second question says, were you ever confused about what you want to do with life? Oh my God, absolutely, yes. Many times, like many times. My prayer since when I was in high school has always been, God, let your will be done in my life. Whatever it is, let it be your will. Whatever path I take, let that path be your will. Let it be your will. I don't want it to be absolutely destructive and to be an absolute waste of time of my life if I venture in a path that is not God's will for my life. Then what did I come to this earth for? Why did he bring me to this earth? So right from a young age, right from when I was in high school, I can remember I read a book, and that book just transformed my life. And my prayer point since then has been, God, reveal yourself to me and help me to fulfill my destiny in you. Like, let your will be done in my life. And I pray the same prayer for others. I say, God, this person, help them. That's like the best prayer points you can pray for anybody. Let your will be done in their life. Let your will be done in their life, and let them fulfill their destiny. Because that's the ultimate goal. That's the ultimate reward. You fulfilling that destiny that you came to this world to achieve. So yeah. So while praying prayers like that, God will bring things your way. And you know, when things keep occurring over and over again, you know that there's a reason for that. And you one way or the other know that, oh, this is the path I'm supposed to take. And at the same time, you might have done trial and error. The trial and error will keep pushing you to the ultimate goal. So I was once a makeup artist. I've done so many other things. Like, I've sold... Oh my God, you guys want to know my story. I feel like crying. Oh my God. I don't even know if anybody's going to listen to this podcast, to this particular part, because the previous, everything I've been saying for the past 20 minutes has been really, I don't know, different from my normal content on the podcast. But if you're here, so kudos to you. You know, you're the real G. Anyways, yeah, what did I say? Yeah, I said I've been a makeup artist. I've sold clothes. I've sold shoes. When I was in school, I tried to, like, as in business, was just like, I was trying to make money, you know, shmoney. And boys, you know what? A few people know this story. And I was interviewed on a newspaper, Punch newspaper, and they asked me about my journey. There's a part I didn't write there because someone said it wasn't necessary. But let me just tell you guys here. Okay, someone I sent my interview answers to a few people before I sent it to Punch so that they can help me verify if my whatever spellings and all that was okay. Anyways, so when I was in second year university, I was like hell broke, like really broke, like broke. And it's not as if my parents were not there for me. I feel like I didn't want to disturb them. And they've done a lot for me at that point. So I don't know. Sha was broke. And Sha was so serious that I had to start selling hot water. Hot water. Who sells hot water? You've heard of cold water, bottle water. But it's hot water. And this is how I did it. I would boil a lot of was around my birthday period. Like, my birthday is in May. I didn't want to tell anybody my birthday was, but like, because I'm summarizing the story. You just can't remember. Was around my birthday period. The reason why I remember is because I had this cooler, and my birthday period, I of course had a cooler. My parents bought cooler that I would use to give my friends food in school. So after my birthday period, I still had that cooler, right? So I will boil water a night before, put it in the cooler. The next morning, the water will still be very hot, and it was kind of Amatan season. Was it really my birthday period? Because Amatan is not birthday. It's not me, rather. Anyways, so people shall be really cold. I think the reason why it was really cold is because I schooled in Covenant University, is in Otter. It's always cold in the mornings for some reasons. I don't know. So I will boil water, I'll put it in the cooler, and it will be hot the next day. And I don't know if anybody listening to this podcast went to Covenant University. But the girls' hostel is such that there are different wings. So I'll go from wing 1 to wing 2. I'll be on the last floor, like 4 floors. I'll be on the last floor, top on top, shouting, "Who wants hot water? Who wants hot water? Hot water for 15 naira, my people." And the funny thing is that, how much was I selling the water for? 15 naira. So how much would I gain? 15 naira. So I was just selling like a kettle for 15 naira. How did I measure the kettle? Two bowls basically equal to a kettle. Actually, I had my way of doing it, and I had customers, of course. Because when you're satisfying a need, you get money. Like, that's what business is all about. You satisfying a need and bringing value to people. I mean, people needed hot water, and they did not boil hot water. And I thought of boiling the hot water a night before, and I sold that water to people. And they bought it because they needed it. But the point that I was that broke to do that kind of thing. That's one. And how much was I getting? I was not getting that much. Like, after sales, I'll probably not even have up to 500 naira in a day. But I was really happy with that because that could buy me food for the whole day. And that was like the major need I needed. That was the major need. What kind of English is that? That was like my major need there in school. Like, because my school fees was already sorted out. So what else did I need? You know, to eat every day. That was really all. So I don't know why did I enter that story. I can't remember why. Yeah, the question was like confused. Yes, I was trying to say I've done a lot of things. That's just one out of so many other things that I did, and I'm still doing a lot till today. A lot, guys. I have a production company. I produce content for people. I do videos. I edit. I produce. Kind of direct, but directing is not my core. I organize travels and tours for people. I have a tech company. I'm a tech enthusiast. Like, so many things are going, but God is leading us into a direction. You can see that there's, like, everything I do right now is focused on travel and development for Nigeria. And my passion right from time has always been development for Nigeria. I have always remembered myself as someone that really loves this nation and wants development and wants the best for this country. So, how did I... Next question the person asked was, how did I then find my direction? I always pray to God. Everything is prayer. Last, pray to God. God, what do you want me to do? And everything you do will keep leading you towards that same direction that you want. So as far as you have to just take a step. You can't ask God and you'll be waiting for an angel to drop. Like it happened to Mary. You will wait, though. You will wait. You have to take that step. You have to stand up from your bed. Or from wherever you are and take that step and go, you know. Yeah, I don't know, just do something and that will open more doors, because where I am today is a function of the kind of decision I have taken in the past. You get, I had to do things to get to where I am today, and I'll have to keep doing things to get to where I want to be tomorrow. I guess that answers the question. That's a lot. Yeah. And I hope that really inspired somebody, Sha. I don't know. Were you ever confused on what you wanted to do in life? So I even did a video on YouTube and I said it, Mark Zuckerberg and the likes of Oprah and Beyonce, did they always know what they wanted to do? I just basically tried to break things down and arrive at a conclusion. You should go and watch that video. On my YouTube channel, Difficile, I titled it, Were They Always Clueless? Something like that. Like, because I was trying to question destiny, I was trying to question life, and that really came up. So, go and watch that video if you haven't. It's on my YouTube channel, Difficile, Thefisayo. So, somebody asked, what's my 5-year detailed plan? I'm not going to tell you my 5-year detailed plan, but I'm just going to tell you a few things. Number one is to meet Oprah. Number two, meet Elon Musk. Number three, meet Bill Gates. Number four, meet Michelle Obama. Yes, we're dreaming big here. Yes, we're dreaming big. Do my television programs. Do, what else? My business should run into a 10-figure company in dollars. Hey, we are ballers, so. But that's me dreaming big, guys. That's the point of this podcast, isn't it? And having grown the business into a 10 figures company in dollars, I want to be able to sponsor other businesses to be able to grow and, you know, get married, have kids. So if that is my 5-year detailed plan, if that is detailed enough, that's the 5-year plan. I don't know why I'm pronouncing words like that. So yeah, I hope that inspired. Now I pray that that comes to life in Jesus' name. Amen. So what's my am I in a relationship? Yes, I'm in a relationship. And next question says, when are you inviting us for Owambe? When that time comes, the right people will know about the Owambe. Because we don't want a big wedding. I don't know. But I don't want the whole of the world. I don't know, Jare. I really would like myself not to be out there. I really like a low-key life. Like, people don't know much about my personal life, and I like it that way. So that's my people. We're done for today's podcast. Thanks to those who sent me questions on Instagram. believe you're done with today's podcast. I hope this inspired you in some way, and feel free to send me an email, hello@ifisayo.com. That's hello@ifisayo.com. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, every other social media platform @ifisayo. And what else? On YouTube, also please subscribe to my channel there. Mostly tourism, travels, and lifestyle development stuff working out there. Yeah, and if you have any questions, basically, just I'm here for you. We're here for each other. We're here to grow. We're here to continue dreaming big and making sure that all that God has brought us to this world to do will definitely come to pass. In Jesus' name. Amen. What else? I think that's about it. Do not forget that you can always leave a voice message if you want to. You have to download the Anchor app though. That's A-N-C-H-O-R. That's the spelling of Anchor. Download the Anchor app. Search for the Big Dreamers Podcast with the Fisayo. And you will see, leave a voice message on my profile. You'll be able to leave a voice message. And once I get it, I will listen and respond. Or perhaps share with my audience if you're okay with that. I think that's it, guys. I've said that like 3 times now. I'm just trying to make sure I cover everything before I end this. I don't want to leave anything out. But I'm really happy I'm able to give value back to people. This is really part of what I believe God wants me to do, because it's a passion. It's something that is a burden within me. You know, when something is your passion, you will know that, oh, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Like, God will keep unveiling it. There's something within you. Just, okay, you know what? Maybe I should give you an assignment. Go back. Write down what gets you happy and what gets you mad. Like what you're really angry about, and try to see, oh, this thing gets me mad. Do I want to change it? Then if you really want to change it, then maybe that's really what you're supposed to be doing as per life. And what makes you happy? That could be your strength, and that could be what will help you to get to where you want to go to. Do you get? If that makes sense, let me know. Girl, I should be speaking at, you know, TEDx and all that kind of stuff, because this is like germs I'm spitting out right here. In case you are listening, you're like a TEDx, as a TEDx. Hey, give people, I don't know how to pronounce words. Anyways, in case you are like, you can hook a girl up with TEDx, let a girl know. You know what I mean? Anyways, it's been real. I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to listen to myself and every other people I have invited. Do not forget to subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're using to listen to this podcast, because we are actually everywhere for you. Subscribe, share with your family and friends, wherever you think that this podcast will be very useful too. And yeah, share, like, yeah, you can always like, that's ratings. Please rate us. And when you rate us, don't give it us 2 stars. We want 5 stars. 5 stars. I mean, if you get 5-star blessing from this podcast, so give us 5-star ratings. So yeah, guys, that's it. Till next time, do not forget to stay awesome, stay inspired. Peace.